Hold on. Hold on. No alarm escape. We go kill him today. Bring that tire. You go by foot. This was the organized operation that greeted my sight amongst the traders in Alaba International Market, Lagos, Nigeria, when they caught a petty thief. On closer inspection, the young male culprit could not have been more than 16 years old, but his life was about to be taken away because he stole a Nokia 3310 handset from one of the stores. I couldn't intervene for fear of being mobbed and mistaken for an accomplice, but Lady Luck smiled on a young man that day as a military patrol van passing by was able to rescue the thief from the jungle justice that was to be his fate. I tell you, if not for the intervention of those military personnel, that young boy would have been burnt alive for stealing a small phone. Government steals and loots the country resources on a daily basis and goes unpunished while the petty thief gets punished. Hello, I am Gavin and you are listening to the podcast What Did Fela Say? This fifth episode is titled Authority Stealing. The song Authority Stealing, sung by Fela, compares the crimes of a petty thief to a person in authority who steals. The robber will be lynched or thrown in jail for stealing petty amounts, while the man in authority will get away with stealing millions from the people. To Fela, the people in authority are civilized thieves who get away with their crimes because of their positions. Fela was obsessed with fighting corruption and lambast government officials who abused power. He was not only infuriated by the propensity for men in power to embezzle funds, but also the fact that they steal with a sense of authority and impunity and go unpunished. Fela begins with the imagery of a mob chasing a thief by singing the typical catcalls in such incidents. And when the thief is caught by the mob,
them go beat him well, well. Them fit lynch him well, well. Police go come well, well. Them go carry him go court. Them go put him for jail. Them fit put him 6 months.
Oh. Them go put him 1 year.
Them fit put him 2 years.
Them go put him 5 years.
Them fit put him 7 years.
Them go put him 10 years.
Them fit to put them 6 months.
Them put them 1 year.
Them fit to put them 2 years.
Them put them 5 years.
Them fit to put them 7 years.
Them put them 10 years.
If not, them go shoot them well. Them go shoot them for armed robbery.
At this point, Fela brings our attention to the fate of people in authority who steals huge amounts of public funds and go unpunished. Ironically, they only need a pen to accomplish what an armed robber carrying a gun cannot achieve.
Now walk out, go walk out for them. Authority people, them good is still. Public contribute plenty money. Now authority people, they still. Authority man, not the big pocket. Not petty cash, him go the big. I'm robber, him need gun. Authority man, him need pen. Authority man in charge of money. Him no need gun, him need pen. Pen get power, gonna get. If gun steal 80,000 naira, pen go steal 2 billion naira. You not go hear them shout. You not go hear them shout at all.
You
hear them say.
Robber, robber.
Set those walls at all.
Tee,
tee, tee. Hear them shout.
Blah,
blah, blah. Hear them shout at all.
Robber, robber.
Set those walls at all.
Tee, tee, tee.
Hear them say.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hear them shout.
A fact Fela points out is that no one will shout thief or robber about the massive theft by people in authority, because those who are meant to persecute them are probably their cronies or get a share of the loot. Therefore, people in authority and allies will ingeniously invent some words to camouflage their dirty work in order to make their incident look less different or likely lesser from the theft that it is.
A civilized style will be their style.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, yes, of course, a contract or something in the back on our
head. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, the boss them they take deceive the people.
Yes, 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 yes.
Misappropriation.
Yes, 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 yes.
Maladministration.
Yes, 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 yes.
Nepotism. Authority
yes,
stealing
yes, yes.
Robbery.
Yes, yes, yes.
We Africans, we must do something about this nonsense.
Yes, 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 yes.
We say we must do something about this nonsense.
Yes, yes,
I repeat,
yes,
we Africans, we must do something about this nonsense.
Yes, yes,
because
yes,
now
yes,
authority
yes,
stealing pass I'm robbery.
With what we hear these days, it is little wonder that the Nigerian economy has been left in a dire situation. The amount of money discovered to have been stolen over the years is enough to destroy a country and its people. And it's a wonder that we have not yet get to that precipice. Yet, we might still get there though. Most recently, government corruption in Nigeria has reached an astronomical figure. Alesimadikwe Dezianni, a former minister of petroleum arrested in London, having rumored to have stolen as much as $13 billion from Nigerian states. Most recently, government corruption in Nigeria has reached an astronomical figure. Alesimadikwe Dezianni, a former minister for petroleum, arrested in London, having rumored to have stolen as much as $13 billion from Nigerian states. Former governor of Ogun State, Gbenga Daniel, faced indictment for corruption and abuse of his office over a London residence bought in 2004 for £1.75 million, approximately 435 million naira, according to records on UK Land Registry obtained by EFCC. But all they could say is that a sitting governor cannot be prosecuted until they leave the office. Till date, no news on that. There are other cases of sleaze discovered so far and still counting. This is happening in a country where over half of the population live in poverty. Even for millions of hapless Nigerians already accustomed to reports of alleged pilfering of billions of dollars and naira from the tiers of government, the reports appear to be mere fables as almost all accused continue to plead innocent and there are hardly any major convictions. One can be forgiven for shrugging off cases of corruption. Few high-profile corruption cases have ever been prosecuted to a logical conclusion in Nigeria, and in almost all instances, the culprits have always managed to get off with light sentences or a fine that makes a mockery of their crimes, while of course they still retain the proceeds from their loot. It is not surprising that some high-profile federal judges were indicted for corruption in recent times, allies of authority stealing. In the process, an unfortunate impression has been created with the belief that in Nigeria, justice is not only for hire, it also exists to punish the poor and the weak of the society. Authority stealing was released by Fela in 1980. He believed the big thieves ensconced in the plush boardrooms of our corporate entities represented the greatest danger to our quest for rapid development in Nigeria, because they not only stole in the comfort of their offices, but do so by waving their magical pens. The specter of stealing with authority and pilfering of public funds he identified has never abated, even after his death. He is not alive today, but one might wonder what Abamyada could have composed in reaction to the alarming decay and degree of corruption in our society today. In Fela's final lyrics of this song, he encourages us to do something about the corruption prevalent in our society. We must stand up against the so-called men in authority. Their actions do more damage than the thief we see on the street. Don't get me wrong, Stealing is bad, either petty or large embezzlement. But what is good for the goose is good for the gander. Let's not allow our justice system to allow the pilfering of public funds. Corruption in Nigeria can and must be ameliorated. Only then can this country grow to greater heights. Until I come your way next week, in my next episode, Colonial Mentality, this is Fodi Felase, and I am Gavin.